We've been taking the human voice apart this hour. We looked at what happened when you robbed the voice of its native language. Then we took the human voice out of the human and put it in a computer and a bird. Now we're taking language out of the voice altogether. Because the human voice does so much more than just speak words. It can make all kinds of sounds in its effort to help us communicate. Most of those are voluntary. Grunts, hums, growls, tisks, sighs. But some are involuntary, and that can create problems. Next up, you get to eavesdrop on a conversation between me and my friend, Will Rogers. He was worried about a certain antisocial sound he made with his voice. Hello?
Charlie.
Hey, Will, what's up?
Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, sure, what's going on?
So I kind of need your advice about something, and it's I'm pretty comfortable with it at this point, but I think it'd be still good for me to kind of check in with you about it.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay, the short story is that the upper back part of my throat and mouth becomes irritated whenever I have an allergic reaction to anything. Especially during spring and winter, so right now it's been coming on pretty hard. The roof of my mouth can itch very badly. And then I scratch it by doing this thing that I call the noise.
The noise. Okay. So you want me to help you stop making this noise?
Well, the thing is, I've kind of resigned. I've tried to stop doing the noise about a million times.
Wow. Okay.
But it persists. And this is the point where I'm pretty much ready to live with the noise for the rest of my life. But I want some reassurance, I guess, to know that this isn't gonna get between my relationships with friends.
Uh-huh. So you make this noise to scratch your mouth and you think it's gonna hurt your ability to make friends.
Well, that's why I'm calling you. I want to kind of make sure that it's not going to be the sort of thing that, like, is going to limit my ability to have real friends, you know?
Yeah. And the people you're living with now, they're acquaintances of yours, or they're...
Right now, I'm living with people I know pretty well. I'll do the noise in my room when I know that they can hear it, but I'm not going to do the noise in the same room as them.
Uh-huh, and people have said things to you about this noise before? Is that kind of...
You know, they actually haven't.
Hmm.
And I figured I'd just ask you straight up because it's an easier conversation, I think, if it's a conversation that I start. Because it's hard, I think, if you hear a noise coming from your housemate's room, it's hard to be like, hey, I heard a weird noise coming from your room. You know, it just doesn't work that way. One time, in fact, I could hear one of my housemates hearing me and thinking that it was an animal outside making the noise.
You heard her?
Yeah, I could hear her talking to someone else. She was talking on the phone, actually. And she heard me make the noise and told this other person on the phone, I think I just heard an animal outside.
So you're kind of incognito.
So I'm not sure that they even know that it's me at this point. And I'm kind of okay with that, but I also kind of do it. I'm interested in, you know, establishing closer relationships with people. I've just got this weird... I mean, it's something that I don't really like about myself. It's just something that I've got to deal with, you know?
Yeah. What kind of animal? What does it sound like?
I mean, kind of like the kind of noise that you would imagine an alligator making if an alligator was to really, you know, snarl at somebody.
Yeah, and you don't want to be that weird guy who makes the snarling alligator noise in the house but won't talk about it with anyone.
Yeah, that's kind of the last thing that I want.
Well, you seem like the kind of guy who would, You seem like a guy who would write a letter about this, actually. You're not, I don't want to say passive-aggressive, but just, because you're not, but just sort of someone who'd get his thoughts out best in a letter.
Good, good thinking. Yeah, you do. You know me pretty well, Charlie. I could send him a letter or something, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you liked that idea. Do you want to try to write that letter with me now?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, hey, I make this weird noise. Accept it. I mean, that's kind of what the letter says, right? Or I guess I don't. What do you think of that letter, huh?
It sounds kind of harsh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It sounds kind of like ultimatum-y.
Yeah.
Well, think about it like this. What do you want? What's your ideal outcome from this?
The ideal outcome would be, you know, my housemates saying, you know, hey, you've got your quirks, I've got mine, you know, let's do the best we can with what we've got.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it would help me to know what the noise is. Would you make it for me?
I don't know, Charlie. I guess, if you're wanting to know, like, how big of a quirk it really is or something like that, then I guess it would be kind of relevant.
So you'll do it?
I'm going to just sort of lean away from the phone real quick so I won't get anything into it.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I can see why that would be tough to live with.
Charlie, I gotta do it again.
Yeah. That's not pleasant. I mean, even over the phone, that's bad. I don't know. I mean, is there some way you could sort of position it as maybe like an opportunity or a helpful thing?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I think it's helped people be closer to me, knowing I'm not perfect, knowing that I am way imperfect, you know. And it's helped me certainly be closer to myself, not feeling the pressure to be perfect, to have everything put together.
Yeah, it's kind of a humbling thing, and I imagine it kind of also something that'll make you sort of more interesting to these people, won't it?
Oh, something that'll make me more interesting.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that.
So I just put it out front and say, hey, this is me, this is who I am, and I don't want to do it in like a take it or leave it, you know, this is me in your face, but I can say, like, you know, if I come from a point of vulnerability, you know, which I it's kind of difficult for me sometimes. I want to just, like, come out with a confidence, like, hey, this is me, you know. But really, if I just come out and say, hey, this is something that I don't really like it either. And if you want to get closer to me, this is one way. And then maybe other people will open up, too. Maybe people will tell me about their quirks, too, you know.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's like, love me, love my noise. Show me your noise.
Love me. Love my noise. Will you show me your noise? Yeah. Love me. Love my noise. Will you show me your noise?
Will Rogers is a graduate of Stanford University.